Hola, this is Emma. Tonight's video, we're going to be discovering some plant-based cookbooks together. These have been on my shelf at home for a while. And I haven't had the chance to go through them properly and check out all of the recipes. So I thought we could do that together. As you can see, there are three books. Mildred's Vegan Cookbook, Bright Food Bold Flavors, and a beautiful cover, purple of course. This one is called by Henry Firth and Ian Thiesby. Simple recipes, amazing food, all plants. And the third is Vegan 100 by Gaz Oakley. Over 100 incredible recipes from avant-garde vegan. Let's look at this one first. This is actually the official publication from one of my favorite plant-based restaurants in London. Lovely, wholesome, hearty, comfort food. Let's have a look inside the cookbook. Recipes created by Daniel Acevedo and Sarah Wasserman. Contents are brunch, including granola, waffles and muffins, starters and soups, mains and barbecue, bowls including Japanese, Indian and Mexican bowls, sides including veggies, slaw, compliments including preserves, dressings and dips, desserts, cakes, puddings and truffles, and the basics including cheeses, butters and gravy. This is Jane Moore, the founder of Mildred's. It was opened in the 1980s. So we start with the punch and of course it moves on to the rest of the dishes. We use pictures. This one is a Brazilian black bean. Butternut squash and pistachio black. Let's have a look at the desserts. And this batch of muesli looks so good. Desserts are page 198. Let's take a look. You can make raspberry pavlovas, mango and black sesame pavlovas, and this one is rhubarb. Oh my goodness, doesn't that look delicious? Peach melba with raspberry compote and lemon shortbread shards. Raspberry, almond, sherry. There's a recipe for the biscotti to go with it. Contains corn flour, orange juice, plain flour, baking powder, roasted, unsalted, shelled pistachio nuts, zest of half an orange, sugar, almond milk, coconut oil, vanilla extract, plant-based single cream, perhaps oat cream, Recipes for truffles or chocolate mousse cake and even a Christmas pudding. You can make your own hummus, dip. Persian lime and chickpea stew. This looks amazing. Fennel seeds, cumin, olive oil, shallots, coriander, turmeric, tomatoes, limes, brown sugar, vegetable stock, new potatoes, baby carrots, chickpeas, Persian lime and rose harissa, dried rose petals. The next I have had a very quick flick through once before, but let's have a closer look. Simple recipe, amazing food, all plants. The contents are welcome. This book, your kitchen, fantastic feasts, quick heat. Big eats, show pieces, greens and bosh balls, small plates and sharers, cocktails, desserts, breakfasts, nutrition, thanks. And the index. 152. Making your own cheese. That's garlic and herb. Cashew cheese. Here we go. This dessert stock nice as well. Breakfasts from daily smoothies to weekly bowls of goodness. Start your day right here. Some of the best pancakes I've ever had are plant-based because they come out so fluffy and lovely. Banana pancakes. You need 1.5 ripe bananas. Half a teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 90 grams of plain flour, 15 grams of caster sugar, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 30 grams of pecans, 50 mils of maple syrup, and 20 grams of dark chocolate. Delish. They have a chocolate granola. Various breakfast toasts like creamy garlic, mushroom toast, beans on toast, and scrambled tofu with spinach on toast. Smoky barbecue beans on toast. Banana bread. A full English breakfast with plant-based sausages, mushrooms, beans, cherry tomatoes baked, and little hash browns with avocado. This is a chocolate croissant to tear and share. Smoothies. Putting a load of healthy things into a smoothie is a great way, if not the best way, to start the day. It's quick, easy, and mess-free, and gives you the feeling that you are already winning the day. These are three of our favourite smoothies. To make smoothies a part of your daily routine, simply keep a store of fruit and veg in the freezer and blend it up regularly to keep your fruit and veg varied and get a healthy mix of goodness into your body. Turmeric power shot. Banana protein shake. Green goodness. And here's how to make those. The turmeric has 2 Braeburn apples, 2 oranges, a lemon, 6 centimeter piece of fresh ginger, 1.5 teaspoons of ground turmeric, 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and 100 mils of water. And the protein shake has vegan milk, coconut water, maple syrup, 2 bananas, rolled oats, and smooth peanut butter, and cacao powder. And then this is a section on nutrition. All the vitamins you need, minerals, and how to into your diet. Very useful. Baba ganoush. Berry berry. Hasselback. Potatoes. Popcorn. This one is one of my ultimate favourites. Tom Yum Soup. This is with mushrooms. Crispy chilli tofu. All of those look yummy to me. That's a really good. Useful to have the nutrition section as well for anyone starting out on a plant-based diet. Okay. This one is by Gaz Oakley, who on Instagram is Avant-Garde Vegan, and I follow his account. It's really good. I'm excited to start cooking these recipes from all of these books. And here we are, the contents of the book. Introduction, ingredients and equipment, essentials, breakfast and brunch, soups, snacks and bites, burgers, dogs and rats, mains, salads, sides, bread of heaven, sweet talking, healthy potions, and the index and acknowledgement. Oh, goodness me. I do love a really good plant-based burger, I have to say. Okay. This is the mains. Sriracha meatballs with noodles and grilled vegetables. Beetroot risotto with candied walnuts and beetroot crisps. Mac and cheese with coconut bacon bits. Baked chickpea crumbed aubergine. Courgette and red pepper katsu curry. Fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mushy minted peas, epic raw lasagna, smoked pea and chickpea pizza, seitan fillet steak Wellington, the ultimate vegan roast, coconut stew, rice and peas with fried. The Wellington with seitan, which is a wheat protein, and really nice tasting. The ultimate roast. This nut roast is far from boring and is full of incredible flavours with excellent nutrients. It's perfect for special occasions or a Sunday lunch served with gravy and mixed lemon greens. Olive oil, red onion, garlic, a pepper, leek, diced butternut squash, chestnut mushrooms, roughly chopped. Rosemary, sage, sea salt and pepper, zest of a lemon, red lentils, gluten-free breadcrumbs, dried cranberries, dried apricots, and sun-dried tomatoes. Spoons of egg replacement. Put the binding together. This is the coconut stew. Rice and peas with fried plantain. Coconut oil. Red onion. Ginger. Cloves of garlic. Chili. Jerk seasoning. Courgette. Aubergine. Vegetable stock, coconut milk, tomato puree, the juice of half a lime, canned chickpeas, cashew nuts, handful of spinach, and a cubed mango. Chorizo style chili dogs, and it teaches you how to make the sausages from scratch, which is wonderful. This is spinach and basil, buckwheat, grapes. Sweet and spicy broth. Fragrant parsnip and lentil soup. Has red onions, a red cabbage, sweet apple, olive oil, fresh thyme. vegetable stock, almond milk, balsamic vinegar, and a pinch of salt and pepper. This is the deepest purple soup, made from red cabbage and red onion. Red cabbage is so nutritious, and not many people know how versatile it is. This soup is a great way to celebrate it. The thyme complements the flavour perfectly, and the balsamic and apple add a delicious sweetness. This is a creme fraiche. He has a recipe to make it, but I usually buy creme fraiche by Oatly, which is an oat cream, and it's really, really good. Gazpacho. Salad, chia seed pudding, aubergine, bacon, scrambled tofu, enjoyed discovering these lovely cookbooks with me. Lots of love. Sweet dreams.